Vegetables, that's right. And then if you take, for example, if you cook collards, sometimes we call them, instead of collards or turnips, we say we're going to cook a mess of
turnips, a mess of collards.
Yes. And the color of them is what?
Green.
And we usually call, sometimes we call them. Do we not
call them green?
That's right. Sometimes we do call them greens.
Usually I do.
I know. I know I heard that around here. Green stuff that you put in salads, you've said already that we use lettuce.
Yes.
Some time ago.
Well, sometimes you use, you have a lettuce in salad. Well, then you can also have celery in your salad. And you can also grate carrots to put in your salad. And then you can use white potatoes in your salad. And add some olives in your salad. And mayonnaise in. You're just off for the day.
Sure you are. Well, now what about children? You have two boys and three girls. So you have
five children,
and sometimes they call what? Instead of saying I have five children, I have five what of children? Is that you sometimes?
Well, I have I believe it's a quadruplet in it of children.
The number. Sometimes, yes, that's
right. I said I have five children.
That's right. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had what of children? Seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had something of children.
14 children.
14 children, and that's what? 14 children is a lot, and sometimes instead of saying a lot, we say he had a what of children?
Well, a crowd of children.
Certainly was a crowd, right? All right. When you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears is in the...
Oh, well, we take the shuck off it. That's the outer part.
Yes. Well, what is the kind of corn you eat on the cob? What kind is that you eat on the cob?
Well, the corn that you eat on the cob, usually you eat have the little tender, small ears to eat. And it's called the Hasten Valley corn. But however, you can use any of it if it's tender.
Of course you can. Some of it is a little tough, and some of it have a different taste, and some of it tastes as if it has sugar in it. So we
that's
say that's
sweet corn.
Oh yes, I see. What the thing that grows up at the top of a corn stalk?
Tassel.
Now the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks. And you have to brush off the ears when you take the shucks off. Between the
silks.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easy to get off, and other times it takes a little while.
Sometimes it's awful. It's on the way the grain is on it.
Oh, is that that's what it is? Well, what do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Well, I think a jack-o'-lantern is something that you just put kerosene or something in a bottle and take a rag and kind of screw it tight and light it.
Oh, yes. That was called a jack-o'-lantern.
That's right.
I see. Well, around Thanksgiving, sometimes the children buy those little orange-colored things.
That's right. They buy them then now.
Uh-huh. And these little orange things are grown in fields. It's a kind of vegetable. But sometimes the children take them and cut little eyes in them.
That's a pumpkin.
And you can also use them for some other things too, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, the kind of small yellow crooked neck vegetable, any name for it?
What, squash?